FM, WMFON Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday.
Medford, this is DJ Rizzle King.
And this is DJ Slips, and it is another wet Thursday outside.
I don't know how every single time
literally
it manages to be disgusting
Thursday.
Out.
I don't know.
But it's not going to stop us from having a great show, is it? It's 9:01 here on WMFO Medford 91.5. This is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Another cup. the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
That was Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede. Swede?
What how's it spelled?
S-W-E-D-E.
I'm
definitely
going with Swede.
Swede
it is.
Oh, right. Well, it is almost 9:07 here on this beautiful Thursday morning.
You know what the 07s are and everything and everything.
Our well-defined segment.
Well-defined segment at the 07 to 010 area. And my question this week. DJ Rizzle King, are you a clear out the inbox kind of guy, or a everything stays in the inbox kind of guy?
Okay, that's a fascinating question, legitimately.
And I have a follow-up if you're ready, if you want both.
I'll take both.
All right, question.
I'll take two questions for 200, Alex Trebek.
And the second question is, are you a red number over your messages app kind of guy, or do you always open all messages?
Okay, so the inbox thing, in my ideal world, I am a move to folders guy.
Oh.
I have lots of folders.
But hold up. Are you an automatically move to folders guy?
No.
Okay, good. Because that scares me.
No, that scares me because I think I'll miss stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm also, my school email is impeccably organized. And my Gmail is just a mess.
Well, wait, which Gmail though? Because
my primary Gmail has devolved a little bit.
Because I personally have three emails. I have one from when I'm in third grade. Okay.
Yes.
And then I have like a one I made 2 years ago when they were like, you need to be an adult, you know?
Yes.
And then I have my Tufts email.
I also have those three emails. My
two normals are good. They're clean. They are nicely organized. There's not stragglers in the inbox.
See, my first thought last name has devolved into a disaster.
Oh no. What have you done?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
it's
okay.
Bad.
But theoretically, who you are, like if you had to define yourself, you're a clean inbox guy.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I would define myself as clean inbox.
Okay, that's
100%.
Good. That's good. I feel like we can do the show if you're clean inbox. I just, you know, a clean inbox and a dirty inbox person, I feel like they probably don't.
Also, I'm a big fan of training your email to recognize important versus non-important.
I don't have any of that.
Focused versus other.
Okay, here's another question.
I'll still look through the focused.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just delete most of them.
Are you a mail app or are you a Gmail or Outlook app?
Gmail online, but I have the Outlook app.
Okay, I'm mail app. I'm just Apple. Apple mail.
You buffoon.
And here's the crazy part. Okay, I had the Gmail and the Outlook app. I was like, it's time. I'm like this summer. I was like, it's time to be an adult. I'm gonna do it, and I couldn't do it. I switched back to Apple Mail. What's wrong with Apple Mail?
I hate it.
Why?
I think the interface is terrible.
What do you mean it's good? It's just mail. It's just email after email.
I don't like it.
Okay, well, I feel like, you know, here's my, but Outlook is so, there's so much. It's just so much.
I like the
pop, you know?
I
so
like
much color,
the functionality.
So little email in it, you know?
I disagree.
I don't need a circle with initials in it. Why?
That's the thing you choose to pick on for Outlook Mail?
I mean, among other things that I don't like.
Well, as you can see, we are very opinionated here at anything
okay,
and everything.
Okay, what about the messages?
Again, it depends.
Okay.
Is it an important message?
No, this is just if at the end of the day, is there a number, like on your phone right now, is there a number above your
usually your, there's not, but then there will be a period of maybe a week, 2 weeks, every couple of months where I end up with 30, 40 unread messages.
Okay. Do you actually then read, like what I'm saying is I don't know, like say it's even like an automated text message, like I open that so I don't have the number above it. Do you open the automated text message?
Yeah, usually I'll open the automated text message. I'll leave stuff unread if it's something I want to make sure I don't forget I got.
Yeah, but I'm saying like limit to infinity.
Oh, I'm a
You're not going to have stuff.
No,
over
I'm not going to have stuff.
I agree. I know because you know I used to be that way. In I think the ninth grade, I was I used to have like 80 messages that were like all like Facebook texting me.
I can't stand that.
Yeah, I know. It's like what are you doing? I know. It's just gross.
All right. Well, it is 9:11, and we're gonna go on to one more song before our 9:15 segment.
What song would that be?
Well, in case you haven't listened to this show in a while, I was in an a cappella group.
No way.
Shocking, I know.
No way.
And the Tufts Amalgamates, and the Tufts Amalgamates just released an album. I'm no longer part of the group, but I'm still very proud of the group and
this
album.
Well, I believe you're on the album.
I'm on the album in lots of ways. And listen to the vocal percussion on this next song. And that,
I mean, Thomas, I mean, does anyone listen to anything else?
I mean, you just
other than the vocal percussion?
It is the most exciting part.
All right,
but this is Let Me Love You by Mario. And it's a cover by the Amalgamates. Yeah. It is not, you know.
Yeah, I got you. I play.
The perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why. If it was your man, baby, you never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you every night, doing you right. You're the type of woman deserves good things. Fist full of diamonds, hand full of rings. Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show.
That was Let Me Love You from Watch the Stairs, released just a week ago.
How is stairs spelled?
Like stairs.
Well, I don't know if it was like Watch My Stairs of stairs.
No. The album artwork is stairs.
Staircase?
It's a staircase.
What's the meaning behind that?
So the Amalgamates every year go on a spring break trip together, and last year it was to Amsterdam, and the Airbnb we were staying in had very steep stairs that someone
fell down.
Completely fell down.
And hence Watch the Stairs.
Hence Watch the Stairs.
Okay, I buy it. So, you know, it's 9:15, right? And normally we do something called Hot Takes. Anyway, today we're going to change it up just because, you know, it is 2020. It has been 2020 for the entirity of our show this semester,
but we're finally here. We're finally here.
We're at 2020, and we were thinking we're going to take a look back at the 2010s. So I will start by cheating, which is that the last episode of the show I'm about to talk about was in 2011. It aired first in 2007. Now, do you know what Disney Plus is? Obviously.
Yes, says everyone with eyes and ears.
But you know, I'm on Disney Plus. I finally get on. And let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff on there, you know? Like things from my childhood that I was like, "Whoa," you know?
So
I go on there and Phineas and Ferb, all four seasons are on.
Stop.
Are on Disney Plus.
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
We're going to play the song in a minute, but I can't tell you how good this show is. Thomas, when was the last time you watched?
A while ago. It's so good, though.
I watched an hour of Phineas and Ferb last night. I can't even tell you how good this show is. Like, also, I would...
You know who sings the theme song?
Who?
Bowling for Soup.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, no, but this was my predominant emotion watching the show, which I wasn't expecting. Which is, they'll do something and I'll go, "That's not possible."
That's not scientifically feasible.
They can't build a 10-story fort underneath the ground in an hour that has a bowling alley and a palace. But I don't know. And it's really just quite an incredible show. I think you should watch it today.
It is quite. I probably will.
And it aired last in 2011. It thus belongs in the 2010s. And that is my flashback to the 2010s. Let's hear it, if we may.
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along.
I hear the Bowling for Soup in it now.
Yeah, now I do.
Now that I know.
I can't believe it. I'm surprised I didn't hear it the first time.
A good way to spend it. Like maybe building a rocket or fighting a mommy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower.
This just brings back memories of childhood.
This is, I mean, I heard this song like 15 times.
It's
I don't skip the intro.
It's an excellent intro.
Over here.
How anyone lets us on public radio waves.
Phineas.
Is beyond me.
Oh, wait, this is an edition.
This is a 3-minute version of it.
Oh, turn it up. I haven't heard this part.
Kind of a great song.
Sure that in every single possible way. Be a great day.
This is every single Bowling for Soup song.
Yes.
Oh man, I can't believe I didn't hear that. Wow. Okay.
It's Bowling for Soup.
Do you know the song High School Never Ends by Bowling for Soup?
I don't think so.
Okay, those two songs are almost identical. Both very good songs. Anyway, that's my 2010 flashback. What's your 2010 flashback?
My 2010 flashback. Well, I was a very different person.
Oh boy, yeah.
10 years ago.
I mean, 10 years ago, were we 11 years old? 11?
Stop.
What grade is 11? I don't know. Fifth? Whoa. Okay.
Fifth grade?
Wow, we didn't even know each other 10 years ago.
We're in 15th grade.
We are in 15th grade. Cool.
That's bizarre. I'll give you a blast from the past. March 2011. Rebecca Black's Friday was released.
No, that was 2011?
2011.
Oh my gosh.
Now, for all of those who haven't heard Friday, We're not going to play it.
Well, I mean, I also don't want to... I want to sing something else in my head for the next 4 years.
It was the most disliked video on YouTube at
one point. Most disliked?
had the biggest dislike ratio.
Okay.
I think Baby by Justin Bieber still has the most dislikes.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think Baby's not a horrible song. I think it was probably overplayed, but I think if you listen to it sparingly, it's a good song.
July 2011, we said goodbye to Harry Potter.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Harry Potter 7.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeremy Lin.
Oh, Linsanity. Linsanity was in 2011?
Yeah, 2011.
Okay. Hit me with something from
2012.
Give me something from like the 2014s.
Like Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh, Thomas.
February 2015, oh, The Dress.
Thomas. The Dress. Can I tell you something that freaks me out? Okay. What color do you see The Dress as?
Blue.
Me too. But when I first saw it, I saw it as white and gold. So... What?
That's wrong.
No. But here's the thing. I saw it as white and gold. I can't get it back. I cannot see it as white and gold anymore. I only see it as blue. Like, what happened?
What
in my
trickery
head?
Is this?
Like, what went wrong with my head? Do you understand this confusion of mine?
I do. But also, you were wrong at first.
I mean, yeah. But I wish I could see it as white and gold. You know, just to, like, you know what it was like.
All right. What else we got? Same-sex marriage. In 2015.
Very good.
Leonardo DiCaprio won an Oscar for the Revenant in 2016.
2016? Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, 2016 was not.
Harambe.
Oh dear. Well, you know why? Because people wrote him in for the presidential election. So that's how
you remember.
Yeah,
Pokemon,
2016.
Pokemon Go was that summer.
Pokemon Go, yes. I didn't play, really. Did you play a lot?
I played in the nerdiest place on. I played while walking to and from buildings at the NIH.
Okay.
And everyone was playing. In one of the nerdiest places on Earth.
I was never a huge Pokemon guy.
It was kind of because I had a very boring experience that summer. I mean, I was doing science. Science is great, but that particular summer, it was a lot of sit in the lab, write down numbers every 15 minutes for 4 hours.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you ever play Yu-Gi-Oh?
I did play Yu-Gi-Oh.
I did Yu-Gi-Oh, but more in the card collecting business.
I did. I liked Beyblades.
I never played that. Oh my gosh! Do you remember Bakugan?
Bakugan always annoyed me because I thought it was a ripoff of Beyblades.
Okay. But I didn't really play Bakugan. I did it once at someone's house. I went over to this kid's house and I was like, "Do you have Bakugan?" And he was like, "I do."
Remember Tech Decks?
No. What's Tech Decks?
Tech Decks were the tiny skateboards.
Oh yeah. Hot Wheels. We're just going back in time now. Yeah. What are we gonna...
I remember
the first Ford, right?
the Model T.
Really?
Do you remember hitting flint and other... What? How do you make fire?
Flint and steel.
Flint and steel? No. Oh.
Right?
Flint.
Flint and steel. Yeah.
Do you remember rubbing wood together to make fire?
Yes, I do. Oh, do you remember the domestication of maize? What a time! Well,
again,
I'd say that the 2010s were not good, right? No, they were good.
They were fine.
The
and
latter
then...
half was bad, I think. I'm going to go with
2016 and
onward was a very bad time.
There were a lot of turn of the year of New Year's memes where it's like next year is going to be better, and then halfway through January it's like next year is already worse.
Well, I think 2019 was a very bad year is what people all agreed on.
Yes. 2019 was pretty bad.
Although I can't remember. I just feel like it was just kind of a gloomy year, you know? I'm gonna go with...
We got a photo of a black hole. That's really cool.
That's good. Okay, that was nice. But overall, would you give the 2010s a positive or a negative?
A negative.
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel like the beginning of the 2010s were not so bad.
No, but I
think
skewed.
The latter half is so bad that it is a negative.
Yeah, that's definitely how...
I'm going to go with that. I think if you could split it into like a half decade, is that a thing? Like 5 years?
Is there a name for 5 years?
I don't think so. But anyway, I'm going to go 2010.
Well, how many years is a score?
20.
It's 20.
20 years. Four score and 7 years
seven
ago.
7 years ago.
87 years. At Abraham Lincoln.
That always, I remember thinking that they really, Abraham Lincoln was not very close
that. Do you know this fact I learned? And for all of our listeners out there, I think this is a very interesting fact. So you know the Gettysburg Address, right? You're familiar with its work. You've heard of it?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, you've heard of it, right? So, very short speech. It's like, I don't actually know how long it is, but I think it's like between 1 and 3 minutes.
It was 2.5 minutes.
Okay, 2.5 minutes. There was a guy who spoke before Abraham Lincoln.
For 2 hours.
For 2 hours. He was like the main event. Not really the main event, but like, can you imagine being that guy? I wrote a 2 hour speech, and Abraham Lincoln in 2.5 minutes was like, history.
You want to know another fact about the Gettysburg Address?
Yes.
He wrote it in the train on the way to Gettysburg.
Yeah, that's called procrastination. I feel like if it hadn't gone well, he wouldn't be remembered that well for that.
I agree.
Can you imagine if it was like, they were like, what was his wife's name again? Martha Washington. I forget what it was. Mary Todd. I bet you Mary Todd was like, Abe, have you started your Gettysburg Address?
Honey.
Have you started your It's in 3 days. You know, he was like, I'll do it later.
She was like,
it's in 2 days.
There's an excellent TED Talk out there called Inside the Mind of a Procrastinator. That is, I'm sure, Sam, you've seen, but it is super worth a watch for all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And for the record, the term for a five-year period in ancient Rome was illustrum.
Illustrum?
Now, 20 like, lustrum and 7 years ago does not have the same ring to it.
No, 20 lustrum is not as good. But a lustrum is a nice, it's concise. I like that. I might take that.
I Googled what name about, for 5 years.
All right, fine. The 2010 lustrum was very nice. The 2015 lustrum was a disaster. I mean, I feel like, you know, not to... I guess, you know, you can't make any statements on the air, probably not. But, you know, I think we could have done without 2015 through 2020 is what I'm saying.
Well, now that I think this conversation has run its course. I think there's only so much we can milk out of names for 5 years.
Yeah, well, okay, names for 2 years, go.
Oh, Lord.
Dustrum. Duo. Duostrum.
I like Duostrum. Names for 1 year.
This one's tough. I'm going to have to go with... ready for this? I'm going to take a classic play. I'm going to put a Y, because I feel like Ys are nice, right? And then, like, you know, because, like...
What's your favorite part of the body?
Probably the ear, right? Don't you think? So a Y-ear, I think, is what I'm going to call it.
Pronounced Y-ear.
Y-ear, yes.
Yeah,
Y-ear.
Okay.
Yes. Like, I mean, I was going to pronounce it, like, a Y-ear, yeah. But I like Duostrum, right? For 2 years?
I'm going to go ahead and play some music.
Okay.
I'm going to stop subjecting the world to this.
All right, Thomas, I'll see you in a douche room.
We have some Paramore coming up next.
Oh, I love Paramore.
It's not a walk in the park to love each other.
found a way, yeah. But you never go away. So I guess I gotta stay now.
Oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of there, even if it takes all night. All I made is need a place to hide, but I can't find one there when I feel alive outside. I can't find. Skin and bone, hello, welcome home. Walking out of time, looking for a better place. Something's on my mind, always in my head space. But I know someday in a bone. Hello, welcome home. Oh,
that was Lovely by Billie Eilish featuring Khalid.
It sounded like you were just complimenting the song. You're like, that was lovely.
That was so nice.
Oh, Billie Eilish and Khalid.
It is 9:35, and we're 5 minutes late to it, unfortunately. But it is time for That About Sums It Up. DJ Slips, what do you got for me?
What? All right, I've already mentioned my That About Sums It Up, actually.
Secretly. Have
you? Yeah, yeah. So we're going to wait 20 minutes, and everyone's going to try to guess. So, all right, moment of silence. Obviously, I'm kidding. That'll be terrible radio.
Awful radio.
Awful radio. Let's try
it. I have been told I have the face for radio.
You have the face for... Oh, dude. Let me tell you. It's a great radio face.
Ouch.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I just... Yeah, okay. Thomas, your face is beautiful. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
You have a face.
Someone get that on record.
You have a face. It is on record, literally. It's on
literally,
radio.
It is on record.
You okay. Have the face for... you have the face for a podcast. You know, you have the face for a YouTube channel. How's that?
All right, I can take that.
Yeah. How's that? I feel like that's like an in between.
I'll go with that.
Because like, no, like, who has a movie star face? No one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not even movie stars. They gotta fix it up. You know?
Yes, naturally. All right.
So this is my That About Sums It Up. I've already said it, which is I, on a Wednesday night, watched an hour of Phineas and Ferb, which is like it's good, right? It's nice because I had fun.
Indeed.
But also.
You were not.
I'm very behind today.
Was it worth it though?
Oh, totally. Well, we'll see, because I have to. Like, you'll see what happens. Yeah. I got to do something by 6 p.m. tonight.
We'll see then.
I think I'm gonna get it done. Currently, super worth it.
All right.
Also, can I? This is actually not that that sums it up. It just blew my mind last night.
Hmm.
When you make guacamole, do you leave the pit in there when you mash it up?
No.
Oh, last night I'm making guacamole. I take out the pit. Someone's like, you got to leave the pit in. And I was like,
well, what? I don't really make guacamole. Okay.
He was like, keeps it fresh. I was like, I've never heard of this before. So I'm anti-pit in the guacamole, personally.
I am an anti-guacamole person. Oh, I don't like guac.
Oh, my gosh. How could... No. It's so good. Do you like avocado?
I'm more with it on. I think I'm warming up to the idea.
But like avocado, like you would do avocado toast?
No.
Really?
Too much avocado.
Okay. What about on a sandwich? You have the option for avocado on a sandwich. It's extra.
Maybe I'll add it.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. I understand.
My That About Sums It Up is actually pretty similar. I had a terrible week last week in terms of work, but this week has been very easy so far. So last night, I laid like 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I was teaching at 8 o'clock. So I was like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to go to the gym. And I laid on my bed with my backpack still on my bed.
Oh, boy.
On my side with my phone and watched 3 hours of To Catch a Predator on YouTube.
Hold up. One, what is To Catch a Predator?
It's the show with... It's an old MSNBC show.
Oh, Predator is in...
Predator. Yes.
Oh, like Dateline.
Dateline.
Okay. So, second question. Backpack on for all 3 hours?
No. It was just next to me, but getting in my way. I was not comfortable on the bed for 3 hours.
Oh, wait, but... What? Why? Because you were like, I can't get in bed.
Because I was like, I can't be bothered to move my backpack.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. No. I have. You know, we missed last week, right? So I have 1.5 more That About Sums It Ups. I have That About Sums It Up. That About... Anyway, so... And it is this, which is... There has been a pile of clothes on my bedroom floor for about a week now.
Good.
And I just keep adding to it.
Laundry is a thing.
Yeah. So, but today I was like, I'll clean up a little bit. This morning, I was like, I'll clean up a little bit. So I just put all the sweatshirts in a pile on my bed and all the pants in a pile on my bed, left the rest of the clothes on the floor. But now you can see more of the carpet.
That's progress.
And that's progress. And that about sums it up.
Nice. All right. Well, it is 9:39. We have our favorite segment coming up here in a few minutes. But we're going to throw back with an old Anything and Everything classic.
Oh,
this is
yes.
Dancing Lasha Tumbai.
Give it a whirl.
Happy end. Powder beach under my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again an island lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again. There's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. Water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby. Needs the ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open. Disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by. And jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again. And I
it is 9:45.
Yes, it is, and that means it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. This is a very interesting song we have underneath. We're just changing it up today.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I desperately tried to get the right song quickly and failed.
I like this song. I think it's actually a pretty good underneath song. Anyway, so here's mine. I am wearing real pants. Proud wearer of real pants.
Are you really?
Okay, you know what? This is like the 115th time. These are real pants. They're just very slacky, you know? And everyone's like, oh, it's nice sweatpants. And I'm like, no, these are real pants.
Oh, those are real pants.
Yes.
I thought they were sweatpants on the way over, if I'm being 98% honest.
Yeah, well, that's happened to me before. It's a little saddening. But I am also wearing very comfortable shoes, so I don't know, it's kind of like a minus one, you know?
What's the scale, though?
What do you mean?
Like minus one out of what?
Unitless. Unitless.
So it's a useful...
A general one.
A useless metric then.
Well, it's actually incredibly useful in that it's unitless, but it's useful. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. You're making all right, so much sense.
Let's hear it.
It's not good.
Sweatpants or real pants?
It's not good.
Can we get a judgment call on this one?
So, many layers of gray going on right now. And and Tim's.
Oh boy. How much does the gray match? Still can't see anything.
And I am wearing a gray sweatshirt, gray pants, Tim's, and I have a gray pullover.
The gray pullover. Yeah, you have a lot of gray today.
I have a lot of gray going on today.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's
a
Thursday.
Hat.
No hat.
That's pretty good.
But it's cause, only because I got my hair cut since our last show and don't need a hat.
Oh, it looks good.
Thank you. Well, you've seen me since.
Oh, right, since. Right. I'm getting a haircut, I think, tomorrow.
Ah, are you getting a faux hawk?
Yes. Actually, I'm getting an inverse faux hawk. I'm going to shave just right down the middle.
Please. Isn't that what a faux hawk is?
No, I thought a faux hawk was something different. I thought a faux hawk was a smaller mohawk.
Oh, you might be correct.
Like I thought a mohawk was like really a lot, you know, that like a huge spike, and I thought that a faux hawk was like much smaller.
Well, viewers,
I used to give my
wow, I did it.
Yeah, you did it.
I did it. Wow,
I've incepted you. I used to give all of the players I created in FIFA faux hawks.
You would.
Yep.
If you have opinions on faux hawks, give us a call, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We have more music on the way for you, but quickly, we're just going to get in a little PSA.
It's a public service announcement.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
So we usually play more low-key PSAs than that, but be very careful with opioid painkillers.
And Thomas isn't an EMT, so you know
it's not a fun thing to see.
So like, you can trust him, is what I'm saying.
I'm a medical professional.
Someone asked me that.
Of my housemates. I was doing something stupid around the house. I think I was running around yelling something ridiculous, and he says, "You shouldn't be allowed near other people." And I just said, I'm a medical professional, and ran away.
There you go. Exactly. I mean, all I'm saying is, would I let you do heart surgery around me? Obviously not. But would I let you...
What about, like, appendix surgery?
I would let you take it out. I'd have someone else cut. I'd do the cutting, you know?
Me physically remove it, but, like,
I need someone else to, like, open me up and, like, not lose metal instruments inside of me.
You think I'd lose metal instruments inside of you?
I think I would lose metal instruments inside somebody, and I think we're the same age, you know? So so I'm not saying that you would, but I'm just saying, you know.
You don't think I could be a good doctor?
I think you could. You will be a very good doctor. I think you are presently not even a little bit doctor. So
you got the reference, presumably.
Yes, okay. I do think you will be a good, you'll be a good doctor.
Good, I will be a good doctor.
You will be.
Well, we have another song for you, and then we'll get some conversation going to the end.
Of course.
This is a throwback song before the 2010s.
This is before
the 2000s.
This is the 19... What decade?
I think it's the 80s.
Frustrum. What Fulstrum?
Duostrum
is this from?
It is Lustrum.
What Lustrum is this from? I think a Frustrum is something else.
Frustrum is the thing from a...
No, that's a fulcrum. A Frustrum's on a building, I think.
Maybe you're right. Frustum.
Oh, a Frustum.
It is, it's a cone with the top cut off.
A frustum. What lustrum is this from?
I think the first half 1980 frustrum. Lustrum.
Lustrum, the first half 1980.
This is by the Police. This is Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Ooh.
And that was Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police. It says released in 2007, but I'm pretty sure that's the remastered version.
The remastered, yeah. I like that. It was from a different lustrum. Lustrum. A different lustrum, but the same frustum.
It is 9:56 on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's quite a mouthful.
It is quite a mouthful. Yes. And the funny thing is, we have like a nice little template for how to say it. And I just did it in the least...
Really?
The most wrong order. In the middle, then did the end, then did the beginning, and then did the kind of what middle.
Because I'm not... I can't see the thing. So this is... 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is DJ Rizzle King.
Okay.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, okay. Tufts Medford.
Don't you think they know they're listening, though? Well,
you never know.
You never know.
So. I just want to plant one more thing in your head.
Okay.
A seed of knowledge that will grow and sprout with the rain outside.
Okay.
Spring break is in 3 weeks.
It's that long?
Oh, I thought I'm the other way.
No way, it's in 3 weeks. I thought it was 2 weeks. I think it's three weeks, including this week.
I think we have 3 full weeks of school left.
I think we have 2 full weeks of school left. I think this week
is the third week. Let's bet the house on it.
All right, I will bet you a firm handshake.
You have received a firm handshake.
I am the king of the firm handshake.
3 weeks from now, we will be in the midst of spring break.
Ooh, that's 3 weeks from now, we'll be almost done with spring break.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Two weeks from now.
That's exciting.
I will be going home 2 weeks from today.
Okay, are you very excited to go home? What are you going to do?
Study.
I'm not going to study.
No.
But also, I'm not taking a graduate exam.
It's weird. That's the other thing that I'm realizing. Mm-hmm. We are fast approaching adulthood.
I don't agree. I refuse to accept that.
Because it was always in high school and early college, it was like, oh, I want to be a doctor. Oh, well, that's down the road. Uh-huh. Just take your classes. And now it's like, here's what you need to do to get into med school and be a good doctor.
Yeah. No, don't do that. That sounds terrifying. That's not for me.
You're closer to adulthood than I am.
How?
Are you going straight to graduate school?
No.
Then you're closer to adulthood than I am.
Well, I'm closer to being unemployed than you are, is the real thing. You know, I'm closer to having to do something or other, but you're going to be...
Just go work in a factory.
That's true. Well, this is what I think is kind of crazy, though. If you were to kind of, like, close your eyes and just kind of put your head down and just kind of blast through school, like... You just like you don't really if you did kind of no thinking and you just did like exactly what you were supposed to do, in like 10 years, you will be a doctor.
Yes,
but also you'll be 31.
Yes,
that's crazy.
That's the other thing is like medicine has been a lifelong dream of mine, and I'm very excited to be a doctor. But so many years of working 80 hours a week.
Don't know what to tell you there. You know, because.
Yeah, it is a decision I am making.
I go back and forth. I say, you know, wow, that's a lot of years. And I go, well, he's going to slice my chest open. And I go, wow, that's a lot of years. And I say, well, he's going to, like, take my heart out and then put in someone else's.
That is what is going to happen, basically. If you've ever seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, that is what 3 years of medical training is Kali Ma.
Can I tell you, I think whoever came up with the idea for heart transplant is not a smart person. Like,
what
like
if we take
I think that was a dumb idea.
The most important organ out of someone and put it into someone different.
I don't think that was smart. Because at the time, I mean, I don't really know, but like, you know, people were like, oh, the heart is the key to the